Hey guys, it's Ashley Donna here, and welcome to the At What A Bio Dating Podcast. Again, you can follow us on Instagram, IG at What A Bio. And on today's podcast, we're flipping the switch a little bit. I know in previous podcasts I've spoken about ghosting and hilarious dates, funny dates, also what to do when you have been broken up with. And we're changing it up a little bit today. I have a gentleman here who is currently dating in LA. His name is Austin, and he's going to give us the lowdown on what he looks for in a dating profile when he is searching for a female that he wants to date. So welcome, Austin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
So we actually met on Tinder, funnily enough, and I was really inquisitive about what goes through his mind when he is searching on Tinder, because he is telling me that he has never had a bad date. Is that right?
That's correct. I've never really had a bad date.
And it's like, how does that even exist? So the first thing I want to ask is, how on earth have you never had a bad date?
Can I be a little bit like moderately narcissistic?
Just do it.
Because I'm not a bad date. Like, you know, you and I haven't properly gone out, but I'm pretty conversational. I know how to keep a conversation going. I know how to talk to people. And, you know, even in the dates when there's not a lot of compatibility and that kind of thing, obviously, you know, with the right kind of, you need the right kind of pre-screening and stuff like that before you go out with somebody. But on the date itself, once UK the pre-screening is done and we are going to in fact meet each other, then it's one of those things where I know how to talk to people. You know, if you're an engaging person, if you know how to have a conversation and carry a conversation and guide a conversation if it starts to go kind of off the rails, and also know when to shut the fuck up. Like you know, you don't have to have any bad dates.
True, true. Okay, so let's wind it all the way back here. So I feel like I'm a good conversationist as well, and I know that I bring a lot to the table. So obviously, initially, if you're speaking, you've definitely spoken to people on Tinder that you're like, okay, I'm never going to actually meet them because it's not for me. So
sure.
you've definitely pre-screening. So this is really the key factor here, is that I want you to educate all the What A Bio people on your pre-screening tools, because then, therefore, that means that if everyone's doing essentially what you're doing, then no one is ever going to have a bad date, right? And no one's ever going to waste their time on a bad date.
That's very presumptuous.
But this is what we're hoping for, always.
Of course,
who wants
absolutely
to waste time on a bad date? I don't think anyone
time
wants to.
That's fair.
So let's talk about the pre-screening. So I know we were talking about this a little bit before we started the podcast, but I want to know on what you swipe for. So when you're looking at someone's pictures first, obviously the pictures are the first thing you see,
mm-hmm,
or is it, do you read the bio first?
No, pictures, obviously. Rarely do I read a bio. Like, it takes, you know, it's very much left, right on the pictures. And then if I'm like, maybe, then it's okay, we'll read the bio. But rarely is the bio going to be like a red flag.
Interesting.
I mean, how much can you really say in a bio? Like,
oh,
how much
hello
crazy
have
shit?
You seen What A Bio?
I've seen your Instagram now, and so yeah.
There are a lot of red flags that go on bios.
Are those mostly dudes, or is that mostly women?
It's mostly men.
Yeah, women see all the crazy shit guys do on their bio, and they don't do any of that stuff. I mean, I'm not saying any of that. Again, this is a very general conversation, but for the most part, no.
Okay, so let's go to the photos. So what do you look for in the photos first? Obviously, besides attraction.
Smile. You have to be smiling. And, you know, and that's not to say you can't have, like, you know, your serious face and your, like, inquisitive face and, you know, the pie in the face or whatever the fuck you're
or
kind of
or the posing
random
duck face.
Or the posing, God, no, that's a red, that's, I'm, rarely will I swipe on duck faces.
All
duck
right
face is a no-no.
Honestly, I really don't think that anyone that would be listening to this podcast does a duck face profile picture. But if you do, if there's one that's just snuck in there, just remove it, because I don't have one on my dating profile. I don't think I ever will. I don't think I've ever pulled that face in
you
my entire life.
You have the lips for it too, though. You have the lips for a duck face.
Oh,
like a
wow
duck face.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'll never do that. But good to know I've got nice lips.
Yeah.
And okay, so they're smiling. What else? Do you need, what happens if they're all selfies? What happens if they're all like chest up?
Oh, that's selfies? Yeah, that's obviously a massive, I mean, you want somebody to look like they have friends. My profile is really bad for that. I don't think I have any pictures of myself and my friends.
I don't think I have, no.
But you want them to be like in like, First of all, if it's just chest up, you assume that they weigh a lot more than
than the angles.
The angles are key. the over the head, the old MySpace angle. You know, the under. Obviously, nobody's going to take like a lower. You know, but yeah, the chest up is a massive red flag. Don't do chest up.
Okay, so not all selfies, and this is what guys have done as well. This is what I see as well when guys are not. When there's all selfies and all chest up, I'm just like, automatic no. When I can't see their teeth either, that's also automatic no. I need to be able to see teeth. I really don't believe that you're laughing with your mouth closed. I'm just like, I want to see you enjoying life.
Agreed. The natural laugh.
The natural laugh. Yeah, you're always going to be showing teeth when you're laughing.
Well, that's another thing that you'll see in women's poses is that, like, the pose face. You know, that serious, like, model, like, they're trying too hard to be a model and be
serious.
They're trying to be candid. Yeah,
the
fake candid. I'm very much like you. I want to see a big smile. I want to see, like, you're enjoying the situation that you're in. Your model, your headshots are one thing if you want to have one or two of those. But otherwise, you need to have that, like... This is me enjoying my life.
Yeah, but we're in LA. Like, I mean, I've never had a headshot in my life, but I didn't know that people put headshots on their profile pictures. Like, I'm from Australia. That's just not a thing. Everyone would be like, what the fuck is this person doing if they've got the headshots in a dating profile picture?
It's the standard. It's the way it is. And not just that, but I mean, there are apps out. I mean, there are apps in LA that are just for, like, modeling professionals and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Like the entertainment industry kind of people.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm not in that
color. I'm not on those. I didn't get the invite to that one.
Okay, so we've got smiling, we've got like angles. So you want full body shots, you want friends. That's just mad.
No, friends isn't necessary. Friends, okay, I take that back. But it needs to like at least feel like you're in some kind of like social situation, I feel like.
That
it's not just like all selfies by yourself. Like you need to look like you enjoy the things in your life. And right. Whether that's in a social situation or if you're hiking, you know, whatever thing is.
What about like the pets? Animals.
I mean, come on, we're just human, man. Dogs. I mean, if it's six pictures of a cat or like, you know, snakes. I don't do snakes personally, but you know, yeah, your dog. Everybody wants to see your dog. Dogs are great. Like,
that's great.
Yeah,
I got a photo of my dog on there. He's cool.
There are definitely women who will swipe on dogs if like if you're a guy. Guys, hear me. Put a dog in your pictures. Like, even if you don't have a dog, find a friend with a dog. Take a picture with it. Boom. You'll get more matches.
I literally have swiped right for the dog before.
100%. You'll get more matches.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't meet him, but like, just wanted to speak about the
Tinder
dog.
Hack. Have a dog.
Totally. Okay, so what else are you looking for then? That's it. And then
what more do you really? Obviously, you want there to be like general attraction and stuff. What more
are
you?
No, that's
you know, you
fine.
Can only again. We talked about this earlier. You're only taking 2 seconds really to look at these pictures.
Exactly, only 2 seconds.
You're tap 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 and that's it.
He's like, boom, done. All right, so
and then you can go to the profile if you're more.
So
curious.
You swipe right. You swipe right. You've never read a bio.
Oh, I've definitely swiped right.
Let's just say that you swipe right on me.
Okay.
And then before you message me, would you read my bio first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you got to see if there's some kind of like witty thing that maybe there is an actual like something you guys agree on and that kind of thing, and then you can incorporate that in your opener.
Right. And then this is also another thing. Like, we're on Tinder, which means like guys and girls can message for whoever can message first. Personally, I just don't message first. That's why I don't go on Bumble. I just don't like messaging first. It's just not for me. I always feel like I like to be courted or whatever. So do you have like a problem with messaging first?
No, I don't. You know, it's one of those things where do I like it when women message first? Yeah, I like that. That's a kind of a show of confidence and like a, you know, a whatever. Or like a show of like, hey, she actually is attracted to me. This isn't like, oh, she didn't accidentally swipe, you know, like she wasn't just like on a swiping right tear, you know? Yeah. It's that showing, just like if somebody approached you at a bar, like if a woman approaches a guy at a bar or anywhere and kind of is that first person to make that contact, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've just never done that because I think I've always just been quite reserved in that retrospect. And also when I have messaged first, I've always felt responsible. I've always felt like I've needed to lead the conversation. I don't really like leading the conversation. I like adding to the conversation and whatever, but whenever I'm messaging first, what I found is that like it's all on me to sort of like lead the conversation. I appreciate when a man sort of like not in a mansplaining way, but sort of like takes over the conversation where like they initiate more questions and whatnot, so you sort of lead in the conversation. Does that make
sense?
Sure,
yeah, but that's kind of, I mean, some guys, that's kind of a black hole because, okay, if a guy's leading the conversation and then, you know, it depends on, like you start to factor in like, oh my God, how responsive are you being, you know? Because if you're not being responsive and, you know, we've seen all the guys getting shamed and stuff like that when a woman doesn't respond after a little bit and, you know, a guy kind of loses his shit. Oh, we were having a conversation and now I'm not hearing from him. And, you know, so it's kind of like, there needs to be some engagement in the conversation.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we're on to the conversation now. Now, this is probably the most juicy part because this is the part where, like, you're already attracted to the person, they reply back to your message or they message you first or whatever, and now it's, like, gauging whether or not you're going to spend time with them. So this is really where we're going to learn the most.
Sure.
Because there's going to be times where you're saying no to that. So what would be a sort of red flag or just a no, general, okay, I'm not going to meet this person, if there's anything like off the trough that you would, that you'd be like, no?
I mean, the language is a very broad thing. And so one word responses and, you know, the yes, no's. And just, again, it comes back to engagement. You know, it can't just be, if I'm asking you questions, it can't just be me talking at you.
Yeah.
It's very... People tend to distance Tinder from an actual kind of conversation and how that kind of the whole courtship process goes from the introduction to the meet to the conversation, et cetera. It's very much the same thing. It all follows the same kind of linear,
linear
path. So in any conversation, you want there to, like, be two-sided. Conversation.
Come on. Like, that's like the basic one. I mean, like the one where you're having a conversation, you're getting engagement back, and then something happens and you're just like, oh, no, this is not for me. That's what we want. Because obviously, like, our listeners are not stupid. They're obviously going to want to engage in conversation. If someone is not engaging back, then it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to waste my time. Bye.
Sure.
So, all right. So if we were chatting, I was getting engagement, we were having a conversation or whatever, and then all of a sudden I say something that makes you go, no. What is that red flag?
It would have to be something really dark, you know, like that's the only thing I could think
of.
Like
something really twisted?
Like not necessarily really twisted, because even like off the cuff humor, okay, like you have to be able to pick up.
I'll give you some examples.
Give me some examples.
All right, what happens if I just like brought up my ex?
Depends on what capacity.
Capacity would be like,
because you can say one thing, you can be like, my ex, you know, did this, what, this, that, and the other. There's no really good way to do that, but there are excusable reasons to do that. If they're contextually, if it's like, oh yeah, we were talking about something, you know, oh, I love this, oh yeah, you know, I, my ex used to do that, I got into it because of my ex, you know, and now I still kind of do it, or
and you would be okay with that.
Yeah, people live their damn lives.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like, now if you know, if so, the ex is still there. Different story, obviously. But
yeah. So what about if I said something like, "Oh yeah, you know, when my ex broke up with me, blah blah blah." What about that? Like, why would I need to say?
It depends, okay, because I'm a realist when it comes to this. People use Tinder to get over people and to move on from previous relationships. And so, again, coming back to context, if it's like, oh, my ex, you know, whatever, then that's not always a red flag. But if it keeps coming up in conversation, sure. If it's like a one-off thing, sure, okay, we talk, you know, it happens.
Okay, yeah, but just an off-the-cuff mention.
If it's like an off-the-cuff mention, sure. But if it's like, you know, continually like my ex this and my ex that and I did, you know, this, obviously you're still not over it. And if you need a rebound, hey, this is Tinder after all, cool, you know, but outside of that, you know, this obviously is going to end there.
Just letting you know, ladies, Austin is available to help you get over your ex in the vicinity of Los Angeles, in case anyone's available.
No comment.
All right. Okay. So like, you know, you're okay with you're a confident enough man in yourself to be okay with a couple of, you know, off the cuff ex things. Usually that... You know, that might be a really big red flag for a few people where it's just like, no, not comfortable with that. Not supposed to bring up your ex. No, thank you. Bye.
Sure.
Moving on. All right. So then I want to know more. I don't think you've really sort of given us your reasoning as to why you would never meet someone that you're attracted to on Tinder besides like them not engaging in a conversation, because that's just like, hello, of course. All right. So another example would be if you know, there's this whole thing that like men say like women are crazy and all this stuff. So like, what is a crazy sign that I would have to do in a conversation prior to meeting on Tinder? What would be a crazy thing to do? Would be like, messaging you like five times before a reply? Like, what would it
yeah,
what
there's, would be? I mean, those are the obvious red flags. For me, I'm very much, I've only really dealt with the obvious red flags. You know, the okay, 10 messages in the course of 2 minutes, and, you know, they get very much like a hey, or where, like that what clingy, about if that's just, that clingy thing.
But what happens if they're just excited?
Well, you can tell the difference in how the message in the messages. Like, no matter what people say about not being able to pick up tone in text, that's not true. You can absolutely pick up, like, use context clues and pick up tone in text.
Interesting, really?
Yeah. Always, is this infallible? No. But, you know, yeah. Typically, sure, you can pick up some context clues within text messages. If they seem excited, if they're using exclamation points and emojis and stuff like that, then sure, there's clearly excitement. You know, but if it starts to trail off and becomes kind of like aggressive or, you know, that kind of thing, you can definitely pick up on that.
Right. Okay. And that to you is just like, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. But even then, I would still go meet up with this person.
Why?
Because I love people.
Okay.
I love people.
You'd still go and meet up with a potential someone that might burst your balls type thing.
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean bust my balls?
But that like,
mean,
like be a bust... bit crazy.
Well, again, you know, that's where it comes in the difference. Like, are you giving this person your number? But yeah, would I meet up with somebody?
I think because that to me...
That doesn't scare me.
Yeah, exactly. That scares me because there's like a safety thing that like for females, like when a man is definitely seeming a little bit not as level-headed as me, there's just no fucking way that I'd ever meet up with them. And I think that just goes straight to a safety thing.
100%, that's fair.
So, yeah, that's why I was like, whoa, why would you still do that? But I guess, like, yeah, it wouldn't be like a compromising position for a male, unless you are actively trying to like prey on them, but I don't feel like that's not you at all.
Thank you. You know what the other red flags are that I was just thinking of? The women who are too hard up on like going to dinner and going to a nice dinner.
And interesting. Kind of yes, this is the best thing.
I used to know back where I'm from, which I won't say, but I've had women who are friends, who have totally used Tinder and, you know, all the various dating apps to just kind of get free dinners. Like that is a very common thing. Again, some guys don't pick up on that. That's for me. Some guys don't care because, you know, the women who do that are good at it. You know, so hey, ladies, if you really want a free dinner, if you're out there hard up, you know, hit up Tinder and just be really nice, and guys will take you to dinner. But
okay, I have a thing on that.
It's true,
just yeah,
I
have a thing on that with my own standards of what I require with dating. So I just don't like drink dates. I would never meet up someone just for a drink date. I want to like do something.
That's acceptable.
So I have obviously had men understand that and like taking me out or whatever. It doesn't have to be like a dinner date. It doesn't have to be like you take me and like invest money in me or anything like that. It's just like I don't like coffee dates. I don't like drink dates. Any drink dates I just do not do. I don't find that personable. It seems like I'm like a number where it's like a numbered interview. Like
this is a numbers game. Don't ever get it twisted. This is a numbers game.
No, see, I'm like, I don't see it like that at all. I've always seen it as like, and I'm happy to like wait until like there is a investment date. I don't feel like I don't believe it's in a numbers for me. It really depends
Maybe
on how you look at it.
Maybe it's just an LA thing then, because I mean, LA always has made it feel like it's a numbers game.
Yeah, I have never accepted, when I felt like a number, I've never accepted the date. So my question would be, so if you said to me, do you want to go for a drink? And I'd be like, oh, like this is my reply always. Like, thank you so much. I really appreciate that you want to like take me on a date. Unfortunately, I just don't accept drink dates. We can do something else for sure. It's just a personal preference of mine. So what would you say to that?
Cool. And then I would, that's an easy segue for me to just kind of be like, well, what kind of stuff are you into? What do you do
when you don't
kind of that? You can kind of, you know, dig a little deeper.
Perfect. So what I've had, the responses that I've had has been similar to that. Like people are like, cool, like I still want to see you and meet you or whatever. So then we do something that I want to do or whatever. But I've also had the whole like, oh, look at you just trying to like get a free dinner and whatever. I was like, mate, you don't even know me. You didn't even ask what I want to do instead. It doesn't have to be food. It could be something else. But
you see where they're coming from. Like this is like, clearly it's a thing that like exists.
That's why I tried to be really kind about it and said, thank you so much. I still want to see you. I just don't accept drink dates. And then when they've asked, I'm like, it's just a personal preference. I just don't like them. And they don't really accept that as my answer, which whatever, it is what it is. So I'm just like, well, this is perfect because like I know with my level of standards, I would never go on a date with someone who would just like not accept a personal preference, not accept my boundaries.
And that's where your red flag. That's a red flag.
It's my red flag. So I'm like, okay, that's just not a fit. Like,
so let me ask you this. If you're having that conversation with a guy and he's like, you know, no, or you're just trying to get a free meal? Maybe he's being a little kind of cheeky about it. Maybe he's not. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, no, I'd like to hang out with you. I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, are you okay with them bouncing back from that, or have they taken like a step back in your opinion?
They've taken a step back because really how I went about it is never really like, no, it's never flat out refusing to do the date.
Sure.
It's always like, I'm very grateful. Thank you so much for asking. I'm grateful that you want to spend time with me. I want to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. Like I don't do this whole like essay, but it's just more like, oh, I just don't accept them. Like it's just a personal preference of mine. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
And then usually, yeah, the people that I want to spend time with understand it and move on. The people that have a little tongue in cheek about it, I'm like, oh, like we'll see. And then when I reply again about like why it's just like a boundary, then because maybe I'm a little bit more clearer that it's like it's really a boundary, it's just like not a thing of mine that I like to do.
It's you know, I can't lie, I'm you know, typically the hey, let's go grab drink or dinner, you know, kind of
yeah, but like if you said dinner, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, typically I go dinner. I'm not a big fan of like the drink kind of thing either, because it does sound it's not necessarily I'm trying to think of the best way to say this, because I just feel like there needs to be a little bit more to it than that. I feel like the drink is a little bit easier to get out of. You know, I think when you say yes to dinner, you're both willing to kind of make it a time investment, not just like a monetary, yeah, like we're paying for dinner, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I'm willing to go sit down and have a meal and talk to you a little bit.
Yeah, and that's how I explain it as well. I'm like, well, I want to date someone who's willing to do like a time investment, not like a, because when it's like a drink thing, like drinks can be as short as like 15 minutes. Like
exactly.
And like to me, I'm just like, why would I have a shower, spend time away from my dog, travel to that place, and then to sit down for 15 minutes and talk about stupid shit over sipping a drink? It just seems so cold and just seems so icy. It doesn't mm-hmm. feel like a nice dating setting, and it's just not for me. It really just feels like I'm sitting down for an interview and I need to shake the person's hand when I leave and be like, okay, well, like, you know, call me if I got the job or whatever.
Well, first dates are interviews.
Well, I mean, like, we can just do it in a very relaxed setting.
Yes, it's still casual.
Just a very fun setting. Like I'm so against like that stifling sort of stiffness. I cannot stand it. I'm very much like, I don't know, I feel like I become an introvert when there's like a stifling
situation. Well, that's
situation.
Got nothing
I'm
to
just
do.
Like,
that's your date then. That's the guy. I mean, that's not necessarily the guy, but I mean, it doesn't have to be.
I really don't think you can be in a full on comfortable, relaxed setting in a drink. I just don't think you can.
Well, because it takes time to get there. You have like that's why the drink comes first in a dinner, is because you can sit there, you can have a drink, you can have that kind of icebreaker.
Yeah, but you're
it's
in
like
the
drink
dinner.
Is like the icebreaker activity. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're having
well, you're
the
right.
dinner.
No, you're
so
totally
like
right.
You know,
totally
you're
right.
Sort of like, I can relax from the start because you know that you're going to be there for a while because you've got to have food and
gone,
all that.
I've gone on dates that have started as drinks and turned to dinner. You know, like
right.
I've definitely like in the back of my head been like, you know, like okay, we'll have a drink and then if it's cool. You know, we'll go,
yeah,
we'll
it just
dinner.
Sort of seems like to me, like in my head, I mean, I know we've gone off the radar here, but to me, I'm like, well, I want to know when I'm going home back to my dog. And so like, I'm very logical in that sort of sense. Like mm-hmm. if we're going for a drink, then it's like, okay, cool. Like I'm going to take about an hour away and then I'm going to go home and like finish off that work piece or like go back to my dog, take my dog out, whatever. But if it's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not very like spontaneous in that sort of stuff. Whereas if the date at the start is like, okay, like we're going to go for like a hike or we're going to go for dinner, I'm like, cool, like several hours,
yeah,
like get your dog ready, like,
yeah,
you know, make sure I finish that piece of work before. and then you know, I've got hours and hours, and then who knows, like dinner might turn to drinks and then whatever.
If a guy says let's go to drinks, so dinner can turn to drinks, which is fine, obviously that's normal.
Sure.
But you see drinks as less of a commitment, less of a time investment.
Yeah.
Like you don't take them seriously.
No.
You already presume
That's a numbers game. I already presume that there's a numbers game. I presume that it's like an interview. I presume that I'm like date number three for that week or something. And I'm just like, no, like I know my standard and I hold myself to a high caliber of like self-respect. And it's just not for me. It's just not for me. Like, I mean, I don't feel like I need any other reason. It's just not my thing.
I mean, you definitely don't need any other reason.
Yeah. Anyway, exactly. Live my life. Okay. So that was actually my question. Like, are you asking them to go out? Are you doing this numbers game thing that you're saying that people do in LA? Or are you being like, no, I want to, or do you go for the investment date? I'm going to say numbers date or the investment date?
Investment date.
Okay, perfect. And so, but have you ever been like, I might just do like a numbers date for this
one? Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this is the reason. So what is the conversation? What do they say, or how does the conversation go when you're like, I'm just going to do a numbers date for this one compared to I'm going to do a full investment date for this one?
It's one of those things where if you feel like you click a little bit differently, like people mm-hmm. click on different levels, mm-hmm. and also it's definitely a me thing too. It's like, you know, I just want to go have a drink with this person. Maybe I'm not right now looking for something like where I want to invest my time, you know?
Okay.
Like that. But again, most of it comes most of it comes down to how at what level are we like clicking on?
I'm just.
Is there, and typically with the numbers date, the investment date, it's like, okay, we're getting along, we're talking, we're having a conversation. But if it's like the, you know, oh, I'm going to go let's just grab a drink. It's like, I think they're like, we agree on some things. The communication has been kind of iffy, but they want to get together. I want to get together. So let's like have a chat and see like kind of what comes from it.
Right. And then what has ever happened from those numbers dates, has something like really awesome? Have you ever had a girlfriend from those numbers dates?
No.
Interesting. Have you ever had a girlfriend from those investment dates from the start? This is why. This is generally why I never do a numbers date. This is how I live my life. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no.
That's fair. No, I've heard that before. Yeah.
And this is just how I live it. Like if I'm umming and ahhing, if someone is asking me out, even on an investment date, and I'm still umming and ahhing it, I'm like, unfortunately, it's a no. And I will totally let go of the attachment from it. I'll be like, well, my intuition is saying it's a no, so I'm just going to say no. Like if I ever have to, like what I want is as soon as I get asked on the date, it's like an immediate hell yes. Like, absolutely, I'll go on that date. But if I'm like, I'm not really sure if I want to do that.
Well, yeah, for you, if a guy's asking you and you have that kind of like, you know, the autonomy, the power in there, if you will, to be like, yes, or like hell yes or no. You know, we have to kind of like, because we're the ones usually like, you know, kind of making that first kind of like, hey, let's either hang out
but
or
it's
not.
But it's not, because why would you bother asking if it's not already a hell yes?
Because sometimes it's just a yes. Because sometimes it's like, yeah, we get along. She's you know, she's good looking, or it looks like her, you know, in her bio, you know, she's got some things that I think we could agree on. But maybe the communication just isn't there, because some people don't like texting, or some people don't like talking through Tinder.
Yeah.
So it becomes one of those like, you know, that's like I see a reason to be attracted to you. Clearly, like, you know, you're attracted to me because we're still talking.
I think you go.
And you want to go out.
So you obviously go into. So you're just speaking very logically here.
Yeah.
You're into that logical 100%. Brain, which is such a male thing to do. Whereas, like, yeah, females, we stay in our emotional sort of like decision making around, especially around something emotional like dating. Like, we just, that's how we make our decisions.
Well, and to your point though, say, you know, a girl, you know, you just generalize women, right? And how they kind of think. So to your point, if I'm still talking to this woman and, you know, even though I'm just kind of like a yes, if she says yes to the date, then she's already a hell yes. So I know that if she said yes, that she's already like kind of, that she's already kind of down. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so that.
So if you start out with a yes and then based off her decision, it turns into a hell yes.
Yeah, it could, because clearly she's interested. So clearly she's interested in you. She's not playing like she wants to kind of.
But
get
it's
together.
A hell yes by default, essentially. It's not a hell yes by.
No, it's a yes that, because I know that she's like, she's got that, she's given it a hell yes. I'm more optimistic about it going into it. It doesn't become a hell yes until you actually sit down.
Right. Okay.
But like, because I asked and she said yes, which you automatically presume is a hell yes on her end. That means, okay, she's actually like down for this.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that gives me a little bit more optimism going into it.
Yes. Got it. All right. Yeah. How interesting. I love that. Okay, so next question. I guess like on the date. This is, I think, what we're up to now. Unless there are any other conversation things where you're still just like, I'm not really sure if I really want to ask this chick out for a drink or anything like that. And I'm still trying to think of what other things that girls could say that would really like tick you off. But I know who you are and you're that type of person to just like, you can get along with everyone. So maybe I'm just, it's the wrong,
I might be the wrong guy. I might be the wrong type of guy to ask these questions to. Very social, very personable.
Yeah.
You know, very like, I can talk to anybody about anything for hours on end.
Exactly. And even if they're not really chatty, you're still just going to chat about yourself.
And yes and no.
Which is why like I can barely get a word in on our date and I love talk about myself all the time.
But I mean, I've been talking about myself this whole time.
No, I've been talking about myself this whole time. At least you can stay and listen. I'm really grateful. No, you're fine. You're fine. You're doing well. He did great.
Thank you.
And so, okay, all right. So, so pretty much everyone's going to be a little bit of a hell yes on your logical man brain, which
to
is
a degree.
Which is great. And I still just want to know, like, what else would a girl say that would trigger you to be like, oh no, no, definitely do not want to see this person. Definitely want to withdraw that.
I mean, it would be like the crazy shit that anybody could say.
But
you know,
what is
it would
a
be
crazy
like,
thing?
Like, first of all, you know, I don't know. I've never experienced it. Like, I've never had a woman say something so batshit crazy and off the wall. Yeah, even in any of these Tinder conversations in the years that I've been using this.
All right, this is perfect. So this is going, we're going off the radar here because I'm like so huge on like mindset and like standards for yourself and like your non-negotiables, right? So if we literally have just peeled back Austin's mentality around this, like he just has this level of expectancy and just has this, it's not an ego thing, it really isn't. It's just this mindset of like confidence of like, I'm not going to attract someone that is below my caliber, therefore I'm not going to attract someone that has like a terrible conversation or whatever. And that's something that when I started to really, really, really work on my mindset around like what I wanted in a relationship, I no longer attract those crazy conversations on like Tinder and stuff. Like I just never attract them anymore. I don't have like someone like telling me off. I don't have someone like being misogynist. I don't have someone being sexist or whatever. Like, yeah, the first thing that they might say to me is like, oh, yo, sexy mama or whatever. And I'm just like, that is an automatic.
Sorry, what was that?
I've literally had that. Like, what up, sexy mama? And I've just been like, I'm a dog mum. I'm not a human mum. So please don't call me a sexy mama. And so I just unmatched straight away because it's just like, I'm not going to engage in that. But that to me is like a low caliber conversation. And I hold myself to a standard now that I only want high level engagement because like I'm getting older. I want to find that someone now. Like I've had the fun. And I'm good. Like, I'm good. So,
side note, guys, don't talk to women like that. Don't say, hey, sexy mama or any of that bullshit. That is the dumbest thing. Do be better. Okay. Like, let's, I'm serious. Just say, hey, hello, how you doing? Like, how's your, like,
see,
send a,
yeah.
Like, make a joke. Sure. But it's like catcalling on the internet and catcalling is garbage.
Yeah.
Be better than that.
I really fucking appreciate like, hey, Ashley, how are you going today? I really appreciate that. I don't need someone to say, what's the best pickup line you've ever got? It's like, well, like you want me to talk about what another man has said to me? Like, don't you want to like find out about me? Like, this is your chance now. This is when I'm giving you attention now, bro. Like you ask me how I'm going.
And in Tinder, here's the thing. If you're in Tinder, if you're in Bumble or any of these apps, you've got a profile and a bunch of pictures to which to use that you can say, hey, where were you in this picture? That picture looks super cool. Like, where were you? You can say literally anything.
Exactly.
Anything. Hey, I was noticing this. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Like, people want to be engaged about the shit that they do, and they're giving you all these clues in their profile, and if you're not using those, then it's your fault. Hey, then you say shit like, hey, sexy mama, how you doing?
Which to me just seems like a copy and paste thing.
Cheap. Languages be better than that.
You can sniff out a copy and paste first message from a mile away. You really can.
How do you feel about GIFs? We talked about it a little bit. How do you feel about GIFs?
Yeah, so I need a message follow up with a GIF.
Sure, okay.
You can't just send me a GIF. You just cannot. That's not engaging. It just seems like you just send a gift to like, it seems like you've just matched with 50 girls and you're just sending a gift to all of them just to like get out. Just get it out. Just get it out. Like numbers. So again, like it's all about the investment. Really, if you really want high caliber investment dates, it really actually starts from the initial message that is being sent to you. That's mm-hmm. really what it is, because the one that you sent to me, yeah, you sent a gift, but you didn't then did a follow-up personable message, and I'm like, I will engage in that. That is something that I will fuck with. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciated that. And now look at us. Look, I really appreciate your mindset, because what you just attract high caliber women now, which is awesome. You're very engaging. You're responsive. You know how to like hold down a conversation, which is like all the boxes that what every girl wants and everything. And like, you know, we're going to go back to our girlfriends and be like, oh my God, like it's a really cool guy and blah, blah, blah. Like, yay. Although I haven't told
him. That's what you're going for. You're going for the approval of the other, you know.
Except I haven't told any of my friends about you.
Cool.
But I've met all of your friends.
You did meet a bunch of my friends, but you did. That happened.
All right, we'll get there. All right, so look, last question. I feel like we've got one more in me. Okay, here we go. Okay. Here we go. You've done the investment date. You have engaged in a conversation. You don't like them. Right, you know it's not a fit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm bad at this.
Yeah.
I'm bad at this, man. I'm guilty of like...
I really want to know.
Because here's the thing.
Hang on a sec.
Okay.
I want to tell what I think that you would do.
Oh, God.
So here's this man that is engaged in a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. That knows how to carry a conversation. That's very upfront and honest about like just, you know, what he wants. So like someone that is talkative and whatever. If then you turn around and ghost me, I would be like, this guy is a fraud. He's a fake.
But okay, define ghosting. Okay, because if you're not texting me, you're calling me, and I'm not texting you and calling you, then did I ghost you or did it just fizzle out?
But like, what happens if you're like, what about if after the first date, you said, okay, I'll message you soon or I'll talk to you soon? Because that is when
I've done that.
I would wait for you to talk to me, because that is what you said and I believe you. And then you never do.
I never said it like that. Yeah, so there's been like...
Or just being like, I'll talk to you soon.
There's been like I'll some talk like... To in a bit. Yeah, there's been like a, you know, oh, I'd love to hang... Like them saying I'd love to hang again, and then me just being like, oh, yeah, totally. And then never saying anything ever again. Yeah, I know it's bad. Like now that I really kind of think about it, it's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah. I gotta get better at that.
So that is ghosting.
I gotta get better at that.
You are ghosting.
I'm a ghoster.
And like, you know, yeah, that is really, really bad. Especially if the girl is like going out on a limb being like, yeah, I really want to see you again. Like, this is fun. Like, and you're like, yeah, for sure. I'll talk to you soon.
No, see, I'm never like clearly like my excitement and engagement level kind of dies off a little bit. But at the same time...
But you agree. You're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same... Because I've had that same thing where, you know, women have like I've said, like, I love to see you again. They're like, yeah, totally. And then I'll reach out to them, you know, a couple of days later. Hey, how you doing? And then they get me with the, oh, you know, I'm just, you know, I don't want a relationship. However they want to say that, you know? And so that's kind of where, like, I'm just like, okay, maybe they're not interested. They're not as interested, and I'm just not as interested. And so it's just kind of like dying off. You know, mm-hmm. but it's not like they're like blowing me up and I'm just kind of ignoring them. Yeah. I'd feel like an ass for that. I would not do that. I would say, yeah, you know, I'm just not really kind of whatever, you know, and that's not what's happening.
Right.
So the onus still is on me, even though, yeah, I might have said, you know, yeah, or whatever I said, but neither of us are really kind of like reaching out to further the conversation.
I think, yeah, it's like, I mean, it's like, what's that? What would call that? Mutual ghost.
Yeah, it's sort like of just like a fizzle. Like, oh, you said, it's a fizzle. Yeah. It's kind of a fizzle. Not necessarily a ghost on either end.
Well, that's fine. I'm literally talking about the stuff when, like, it is, like, they're saying, like, I want to see you again. And you're like, okay. And then, like, nothing. It's followed up. You've done it.
I've done it.
I think everyone's done it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're human beings.
We are.
I guess if we can just educate one person to stop doing that, then we've won. Or if we like take the, if we like now take a scout's honor and say we just won't do that anymore. Like again, mutual ghosting, it's like whatever. If like you don't even, if nothing is said at the end of the date, being like, yeah, I'll see you soon. It's like, okay, like have a good night. Bye.
Yeah.
And then like, it's just mutual, like no follow up. It's like, okay, cool. Awesome.
But if they're blowing you up and you ignore them, then you're ghosting them. Have you done that? You've done the, they're blowing you up and you've ignored them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
See, I've never, I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, I mean, define blowing up. Like he said,
I mean, they're texting you, they're reaching out or texting you or calling or doing anything like that to any degree to which you're just not responding.
So I've had one guy, this was a hard one. This was definitely a hard one. I was like, oh man. And I knew exactly what I did wrong initially in the conversation. The conversation initially prior to the date, I feel like I rushed it. I wasn't quite ready for it.
Sure.
But I did speak to him on the phone, which was like awesome. That's what I really value. And because I was still like, oh, I'm not really sure, which goes back to my very biggest thing. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no.
That makes sense.
And I went against it. And I even spoke to him on the phone and I was like, sort of like just trying to like make it something by making excuses for it. When I'm like, oh, he seems nice on the phone and whatever. Cause he was traveling from a long way. He was traveling like an hour and a half to come and take me out on a date. And I wasn't doing any traveling. So, and then as soon as he picked me up, I was just like, fuck, it's a no. It's a no. As soon as I saw him.
The second you actually saw him in person?
You want to, oh my God. You know what he reminded me of? Who he reminded me of? And he did not look anything like him at all. But you know Kevin from The Office?
Yeah. Oh.
His personality. His personality was just, it was just so, it was so dry and just like so slow and so like, just like, it just felt really unintelligent.
Yeah.
But he was intelligent in his own like creative, he's an artist and everything. So he's an intelligent person, but just like, I need to, you know, you need to like pick up what I'm throwing down. You need to like get with my banter. You need to get with my jokes. Like, you know, I'm sort of like, boom, boom, like, ha ha, like funny thing. Like there was, it was just so boring. That was the longest date I've ever been on in my entire life.
You can fix that. Like he could, if he's a really intelligent, witty dude who has a good
he's
presence
not witty
to him,
though.
That just, well, you can teach that.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot teach wit.
You can teach. You can teach perceptive. You can teach perceptive response, and that is essentially the same thing with Ben.
No.
And yes.
No, I do truly believe that you can only.
Is it going to be easy? Is it going to be clever? You can't teach cleverness, maybe.
I believe them and themselves can change it, but it's not my responsibility to be like, hey, like if you were this, if you had more wit and more banter, then I'd be interested.
No,
like me asking someone else to change themselves as who they are. I don't want them to do that. I want to be able to accept someone as they are, exactly as they are from the day dot that I meet them, you know? So that is not, it wasn't my responsibility to do that. Anyway, so this poor guy did like a quick date and then he, he was like, do you want to like go for a walk? And I was just like, I really don't want to go for a fucking walk. Like, I want to go home. I was like, oh, it's a bit cold. Like, I really want to go home. And so he dropped me home and then drove an hour and a half on the way home. Honestly, the date didn't last an hour and a half. It was horrible. I felt so guilty. I felt so bad about it. And so when he even got home, he sent me a message saying like, hey, like I'm home safe. Like, thanks for a lovely night. And I was like, oh man, he just can't even pick up on social cues.
Yeah, see, that's tough.
That was hard. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to leave it because he didn't ask me a question or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next morning he was like, good morning. And then again, like I didn't say anything because like he didn't ask me a question. And then we had this little, not even a joke. We had this little thing, like I love looking at like 11/11. Like I think 11/11. Like it's when you like make a wish or whatever.
Yeah.
So like he would like, before we went on the date, he was like 11/11, like make a wish and whatever. Anyway, so then he then messaged me at 11/11, was like 11/11, make a wish. And I just didn't reply again.
That's three strike rule.
But he didn't send me a
three strike rule.
But he didn't send me a
But he said make a wish.
No, he didn't. He said make a wish.
But you're not gonna, you can't ask what the wish is.
No.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I definitely, no, because every other time that he said that, I replied by being like, I made my wish. Then I just never replied. Maybe my wish was like, I don't want you to message me anymore. Okay, and then he never did. So I'm like, that was my worst ghosting.
Well, he picked
experience.
Up on it then.
He picked up on it eventually, which I'm grateful for. But anyway, this has been lovely. Well, that's really what I want to know about what you've done to someone else like that. Have they messaged you 3 times and you've just never replied?
No. If that would happen, I would say something along the lines of like, you know, just, you're great. I just don't think it's going to work out. And that's it. You know, whatever. Okay, maybe I shouldn't say you're great. I've been hit with that one before. That's not fun. Maybe that's why, because that one's fresh. That happened a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
You're great, but just no for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but just not. That's no for me, dog. But I would definitely hit somebody with like a, you know, I don't know. I don't even know where to start is kind of weird. That's why you're great or I appreciate you. But, you know, whatever. There's always going to be that but.
Yeah.
And there has to be. You have to kind of give that like, you know, thanks but no thanks kind of thing. There's going to be a but. And there's no real like tactful. You just do it as tactful and as kindly as you can. And that's it. It's not like, fuck you, cunt. Like, I never want to talk to you again. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, it could be if you're, you know, but... There needs to be some tact in kind of how you do it. And there's always going to be that but.
Yeah. It's just a tricky situation at all times.
It sucks.
It is just never really a nice way to... It's never really like a fun way to go about it, I should say. Like, you can obviously be kind and be nice about the message, but
yeah,
it's never really fun. It's not fun for anyone. It's not
exactly.
Fun. Like, obviously, like... I bet that other girl like felt a little bit guilty about it, and then like that's why she's trying to soften it by being like, you're great or whatever, and then
totally.
Like in you're like, oh well, this sucks, like am I not good enough because like you said that I'm great, like what's the deal?
You know, compatibility is what it is, you know. But
yeah well, you're great,
thank you,
period.
But
there is no but. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And guys, if you haven't already followed Instagram, follow us at WhatABio, and you can see all the crazy bios. I mean, what do you have in your bio, actually? I don't think I have anything.
I talk about, it's that quote from Pulp Fiction about sitting in silence, and like the key to knowing you're with somebody is when you can just sit in silence, like shut the fuck up for a minute.
Oh, was it? Because oh yeah, that's right. I think I remember reading that.
Yeah, you probably swiped before you
No, there was definitely a little bit of like, that's not really... Well, I appreciate just like the bio is to tell people about yourself. The bio is not for quotes. The bio is not for like complaining about like other dating situations. The bio is not about the bio is just, yeah, you can, you know, yeah, the bio is just to talk about yourself, whether it's saying like, I want to bang tonight, or whether that's being like, hey, like I'm looking for someone like I like this, I like that.
Oh, I disagree.
Like, I do something funny. Like, oh, man.
This is a whole separate episode because I disagree.
What did I do in my bio initially? In my bio initially, I was like, I double fist with a Prosecco and a banana. And, like, I had a photo of me, like, with a Prosecco and a banana. I had 2 photos of me at the Getty Villa. I was like, I double fist with a Prosecco and a banana at the Getty Villa. And there was 2 photos of me at the Getty Villa with a Prosecco and banana hand. I was just like walking around the Getty Villa that day, like eating my banana, sipping my Prosecco, and a couple of photos got taken and I just put that in my bio. Yeah, it's hilarious. And then I'm like, my dog's name's Ace, because that's another question that I get a lot. Like, what's your dog's name? Like, and I'm like, my dog's name's Ace. And they also put my height because I also appreciate, it's hard, the heightest thing. I never really ask it. I sort of like gauge.
You did ask me.
I did eventually ask
eventually
though.
Ask me.
Before I invest on the date, I have to sort of kind of know if you're not throwing it down.
If you ask a guy for his height and he asks you for your weight, how would you feel?
I mean, I've never done that though.
But I'm just saying that's like there. That, I know that's a standard comparison being made these days. But
I don't give a shit. I haven't weighed myself for like 10 years.
No idea. Would you think somebody's shitty if they asked you that question?
No.
Okay.
I'd be like, I don't know, like 65 kilos. I'm 5'8",
so
like,
is that?
Like, exactly, like no one's going to know. I have no idea.
How many stone?
I would have no idea. I would only know kilos. But no, I don't, I mean, I'm not, I'm confident in my body. Like it is what it is. It's a security. It's a self-secure thing.
So you want a guy who's bigger than you, like
I'm confident in my body. So my thing is, It's not a tall thing, actually. It's if I had a guy my height, but he was bigger than me, cool. It's me. I don't want to feel like I am bigger.
No, I get it.
Than them. That doesn't mean in a height retrospect. That means like I don't want to feel like that I'm about to like break this guy if I like lean on him type thing. That's what I don't want to feel like. I want to feel like I'm being like scooped up and like in a hug. I feel like I can like melt in the hug.
Oh.
That's what I want to feel like. So it's not a height thing. It's just like it's a level of, you know, girls want to feel safe and
yeah,
secure.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's a biological, like, this person can protect me.
Exactly. Kind of thing. That's yeah. all it is. Just yeah. like, I don't want to feel like that I'm stronger than my potential date. Because I know that I'm a strong girl.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
that's a confidence. You have the confidence to do that, though. Yeah, yeah. So you know, that's it's, yeah.
So it's confidence. That's thing. My thing. With I like that. That. Anyway, so we'll leave it on that. We've been trying to end this for a while, and follow us on Instagram. What a bio! And thank you for listening. And we'll see you guys really soon. All right. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
Bye.